Jojo Janess was always alert when he went to the South End. There were a lot of fags down there, and he was ready to retaliate if one of them was flirtatious. Jojo could bench press 500 pounds. At 6 feet, he weighed 283, and under the pressure of his latissimus dorsi, his arms stuck out as he walked. He crossed with the light at Clarendon Street near the cyclorama and went a half block west on Tremont and went down three stairs to a basement-level storefront in one of the old brownstones. In black letters on the big glass window of the store was written, Development Associates of Boston. He opened the door and went in. A good-looking young man with dark curly hair and a diamond earring sat at the reception desk sorting mail. He looked up when Jojo entered. Is it Tarzan or one of the apes? The young man said. The young man was always saying stuff like that to him, and he never liked it. If he didn't have business to do here, he'd slap the little faggot upside the head. Maybe someday. Gino back there, he said. Sure. Jojo nodded and went past the young man through the open archway into the back room. Gino Fish was sitting at a round antique table in a high-backed antique chair. He was tall and thin with gray hair. Along the right-hand wall, a little behind Fish, sat Vinnie Morris, with his chair tipped back and balanced on its back legs. Vinnie was listening to earphones from a small portable tape player clipped to his belt. How's it going, Gino? Jojo said. Fine, Fish said. Vinnie, Jojo said. How they hanging? Vinnie Morris always made Jojo a little uneasy. The uneasiness puzzled Jojo. He weighed 100 pounds more than Vinny. But there was something about Vinny's stillness. And when Vinny moved, he moved with such quickness and economy. And he had heard that Vinny could shoot better than anyone in Boston. And Vinny always seemed a little scornful of Jojo, which didn't make any sense because Jojo could have broken him in two like a twig, and Vinny better not try anything with him or he would. There were two big suitcases on the floor next to Vinny. Fish nodded at them. $2 million, Fish said, and change. No sweat, Gino. I'm sure, Fish said. Thing is, Gino, I've been getting 3.5 on it, and I gotta split it with some people. Makes the math a little complicated. I was looking to get 4 even on this one if I could. Fish sat silently and looked at Jojo, his hands resting on the table, his long fingers interlaced. Fish pursed his lips while he thought about this. We could cut it to 2, Fish said. That would simplify the math even further. Jojo laughed. I know you're kidding, Gino, but I'm coming cheap at 4%. Not many guys can move 2 million, 3, for you, bang, bang, like that, you know? Again, Fish was quiet, pursing his lips. This time he was quiet for quite a while. Made Jojo nervous. He didn't like being nervous, and especially didn't like being made nervous by two guys he could crush like a couple of grapes. They should be nervous of me, he thought. What you say is true, Jojo, Fish said. Not many men have your contacts in this, but that doesn't mean no one does. I give you the 4, but I don't want you coming in next week and asking for 5. Hey, Gino, I don't do business that way. I say 4, it's 4, that's it. Fine, Fish said and nodded at the suitcases. Jojo went and picked them up. Each of them weighed more than 120 pounds, but if they were too heavy, Jojo didn't show it. The trapezius muscles bunched along the top of his shoulders, and the triceps defined themselves more deeply along the backs of his arms. I'll take care of this today, Gino, he said. I'm sure you will, Fish said. Take it easy, Jojo said. Neither Fish nor Vinny spoke, and Jojo left the office and went through the anteroom and out the front door. Outside on Tremont Street, Jojo walked a half block back up the street and, out of sight of Gino's office, put the bags down on the curb and waited for a cab.